Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic words seasoned just right to flavor your taste buds.
The words are the new Viagra that keeps you up, channelizing your soul into submission. Sensual and sexy as her poetry acts and answers questions you are scared to approach. Who is she? She is LSO, an erotic poet.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the LSO Treat Show. I am LSO, the founder and owner of LSO exclamation point. I am a writer, an independent published author of 3 books, Daily Calendar, and so much more. Playing cards and so much more. Also, the host of the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show, spoken word artist, and an inspirational and empowerment speaker. LSO has that creative diversity that captures you and makes you want to become one with everything she says and not be afraid to try it and ultimately like it. She introduces you to your fantasies with your freedom to enjoy. LSO has the key to unlock all of your fantasies, tantalize your thoughts into submission, ignite your soul to willingly surrender to enjoy the known and the unknown. In her work, she is in total control. In her space, her imagination encourages your truth, the escape to pleasures beyond your imagination. LSO vows to keep her creative juices flowing so that you can experience the displays of the words written and or spoken. LSO is creating magic with words and speaking positivity into the atmosphere. Such creative liberty. So come along for the ride, pun intended. LSO never disappoints and promises limitless possibilities. Are you ready for tonight's show? If not, get ready for this evening's topic, Single and Sex in the City, Unapologetically Living the Single Life, Part 2. It was so intense last week, we had to finish it off this week. Note, these are our personal and or research opinions, so get ready to call in and confess your research. Remember, the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show is a safe space and a no-judgment zone where your confessions and research are welcomed. Transparency at its best. So, call in with your questions. Remember, a spanking may be necessary. And LSO have the paddle and the whips on standby. Y'all know how we do it here on the show. The co-host, Miss K, is in the building. Miss K, where you at? Come on. Miss K, where you at? Come on. Miss K, ow. Yeah. Oh, hey.
Give it up.
Well, damn, you are giving it up. Give it up, bro. Give it up. How are you, Miss K?
I'm good. How's everyone out there doing? How are you, LSO?
Saturday I wasn't feeling so good, and I should have called you, but man down. But that's a behind-the-scenes conversation. We got to get the people what they want tonight. But guess what, Miss K?
We have
Mr. Cleophas Klein.
Oh, my goodness.
With the three eggs, in the building. Ow. Hey.
Give it up now.
Climaxy evening,
everyone.
Ow,
climaxy.
That's right. Wet it all over. Squish.
I want to talk about Miss K's entrance. Miss K's entrance was astounding. Wow. Did you hear that? Listen.
She's bringing the energy.
Gotta bring it.
She ready.
I'm ready. I am ready.
Nobody else ready. She ready.
I'm ready.
How was your weekend, Mr. XXX?
Well, to the LSO and Miss K and everybody else, it's Cleo Fussy. It's you nasty. So the weekend was amazing.
Okay, Cleo Fussy.
Oh my God. I know I have an accent, but it's not that bad. But it was definitely an amazing weekend, relaxing. Am I hearing something in the background, or is that LSO?
Is
this something playing in the background?
I was having a moment. I'm sorry. I was having a moment.
That's LSO. That's not me.
Miss Kay, turn your TV off. Turn your TV off, Miss Kay. Miss Kay, turn your TV off, please.
That's not me.
That's why the energy was high, LSO. I see. Okay.
No.
It could have been an amazing weekend that you had.
Whoa.
Was she
there?
Because I know I wasn't.
Wait. Had it been me, you would see lights coming from that particular area because the energy is just that high. Like, let's not play. The energy would be extremely high. The frequency would be extremely high. Let's not play that.
Quiet, Max.
You would know
I get it. Okay, Miss K.
You would know it.
There we go.
That's
we'll make that mistake again.
Please don't.
Okay, now do tell about your weekend that was amazing.
Yeah, it was very relaxing. A friend of mine had an amazing fashion show. We were there to be supportive and closed it out with just relaxing on Sunday so everything could be climaxy for the day. And it's just so climaxy.
Oh, okay. Had I known it was going to be like this, we would have had drinks. So whenever the word climax in any version of it was said, we all would have had to have taken a drink. But
wow,
I love that. I have water, you know.
Mm.
I mean,
say
maybe
no
during
more.
Commercial break, you know, we can go and get some shot glasses, you know, and bring out our stuff. But, you know, I'm just saying. But, you know, listeners, last week we had Single and Sex in the City, Unapologetically Living the Single Life. Now, the conversation was so good last week. We had to finish part two this week because we just didn't get to everything. But you know what? That's okay. We still giving Climax Pussy his threesome. So it's 2-on-1. Let's see if he can handle it again.
He ain't ready for that.
You sure?
Ready for that?
How did I do last week, Miss Kay? How did I handle?
Actually, you did really pretty well. You did pretty well last week. I mean, I give you credit. You did extremely well. You know,
but you
ain't ready this week. You ain't ready.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna just go off last week and try to get better from last week. That's my goal.
Okay. So one way to know if you got better. Are you in the group yet?
Am I in the Facebook group?
He didn't come.
I think I'm in the Facebook group as Cleophas Climax. You don't see me in there?
No.
I haven't seen you.
Okay.
Let me
make myself known. I'll make myself known next time.
Yeah, make yourself known, please, sir.
Because I didn't.
That was part of the assignment.
Spanking time.
That's right. Spanking.
I see I got one job.
You have one job. One. So while you're taking care of that one job, we're going to start with the first question. Now, the first question is, what is the best thing about the single sex life? In the group, we had a gentleman put options, a young lady, the hitting and splitting. Another young lady put freedom. And Ms. K put doing me, facts. So, Climax Pussy. What is the best thing about the single sex?
You know, one of the most amazing things about single sex life, and I must say that I'm actually still living that single life. Single ladies, clap your hands. I hear them. What's amazing?
Oh,
single. That's what I wake up. That's the song I wake up to. I wake up to single. So the song explains to me what's great about the single life is the fact that if you're tapped into the energy, you can really affect different souls in a positive way, right? Not to say that it's bad to have that one soul, but just the fact that you can interact with different souls, you know, on a positive, energy exchange and chakra level is amazing. I find that almost addictive, you know. But not to say anything else to those who are not single and, you know, have chose monogamy or whatever. But that's to me the amazing. Just the different energies, the different life universes that you travel through. It's a very climax.
Oh. See, now you would be taking a shot at this moment. I don't even know what to say behind that. It's like, wow.
Well, I want to hear Ms. K's thoughts. Ms. K, your thoughts?
Oh.
You have to expand.
Okay, so in terms of doing me, it means that you don't have to engage if you don't want to. You know, you get to be selective about what you do and with whom you do it with. So when you're with your partner, there might be times when you don't want to spend time with your partner because it's your partner, you know, you don't want to argue, you don't want to fight, so you'll spend time with that person. But there might be times when you just want to do you, you know, and it doesn't necessarily mean like have a sexual encounter, but it could just mean having an encounter with somebody that could be an intimate encounter, but it doesn't have to be a sexual encounter. So when you're single, you have more freedom in regards to how you spend your time without having to consider someone else and how it affects them as much.
That is probably one and 1A. That 1A right there is one of the greatest things, LSO. LSO, do you understand the fact that, you know, not to say, you know, I don't enjoy it or it's not a great thing, but the commitment, the energy, the energy transfer that you have to reinvent and give to a relationship, right? If you want to do you, it's just not that easy. You can do you, but, you know, there are repercussions in that, and you have to be transparent and so on and so forth. But in a single life, those energies, they flow freely.
Right.
Positively
and you have no
throughout.
Commitment. There's no form of commitment for any form of engagement of anything. It's options upon options upon options. And it's just like freedom for real.
Yeah, and I think the commitment is just good company. The commitment is good vibes. The commitment is good energy. That's the only commitment.
But even in being single, you still can have a commitment if you choose. And that commitment would be on your terms. And
Can you explain that?
Because you can be single and you can be exclusively having sex with someone. So that exclusivity right there is on your terms, your commitment to that person in that particular time and what it is that you are going to do or not going to do. But you're still single.
I can work with that.
There's no titles given to either of you. And you just rocking with, you know, you're single, this is what you're doing. As a courtesy, if you want to say, oh, well, I'm going to or I want to X, Y, and Z, you can. Mm-hmm. But as a single person, you don't have to. Because you owe nothing to no one but the truth and the honesty. And the truth is, wow. I don't feel like telling you what it is I'm doing, but I'm being honest that you're not the only one. So you have that that option when you're single. Question. Do you allow yourself to love and be loved? Explain. And this is interesting because a lot of people said no. We had a gentleman who put, nope, love don't live here anymore. Another gentleman, no, and I know it is a problem. Another gentleman, I'm not risking it, and I have a big heart, so I focus on my family and friends. A young lady, I have learned how to now finally. It's still a work in progress. And another gentleman put, of course, I am a lovable, cuddly, and from what I hear, I turn gymnastics into gym nasties. Mr. Climax Pusset?
Yes, Alyssa.
Do you allow yourself to love and be loved? And please explain.
Well, of the Cleophas Climax philosophy, love is different to many people, but to Cleophas Climax, love is wanting the best for someone, even if you're not a part of it. Right? That is what love is to Cleophas Climax, right? So you can be a part of somebody's life and want the best for them, even if they're not in your life, you still want the best for them. That to me is love in its purest form. So I am all the time allowing myself to be loved, right? Because I want to be around people who want the best for me. Miss K, LSO, you know, I love them. I love them, and I know they love me by inviting me on the show. One of the best experiences.
Well, you want to be invited somewhere else?
Well, we can definitely look at Cleophas Climax's schedule and. and see who opens up. I mean, what opens up? I'm just a tongue twister.
LSO.
Literally,
you know.
Tongue twister.
So yeah, you know, just the love of, you know, wanting the best for someone and someone wanting the best for me, even if I'm not with them or with them at that moment. That to me is love. So I'm always in the business of loving people and allowing myself to be loved. Absolutely.
Okay. Miss Kay, do you allow yourself to love and be loved? Explain.
You know, I've grown to a place now where connections are organic. They're things that you don't have to force. And when they're organic, it's of a spiritual nature. And I've learned recently that nothing really matters but spirit, because you can be pulled into being in love with someone even if you don't know them well. Or know them. And when I say know them well, I mean, it's not somebody you spent like a whole lot of time with. It's somebody that the fact that your soul, like this is like a true soulmate connection where the two of you are like sucked into a, right. You're sucked into this vacuum where the two of you are just intertwined and your spirits are connected and you are in love with this person and there's no reason why. It's like, I don't know why I'm in love with you. Like, why do I have these feelings? Because it's more of a soul connection than it is something that's man-made and generic. It's more of a, where you allow spirit to guide you opposed to trying to recreate or manifest something that makes it inorganic. That's why I think people fall out of love, because it's not a genuine soul connection. And it's really amazing to see. And it's like, there's no reason for me to actually love you, but I do. You know, outside of, don't get me wrong, outside of like loving people on a humane level. Like, I love people humanely, but to be in love with a person
in
is
love
usually
is
a choice.
Different.
Right. In love is a choice. However, if it's a soul connection, it's you don't like
you can't
you,
even
your
fight
physical
it.
Being. Right. There's no fight there. It's like automatically sucked in and pulled into something. You're like, oh, holy shit. I didn't agree to
how
this.
Did I
like,
get
why
here?
Why am I here? Like, right. I didn't want this. Mm-hmm. Like, why am I here? Why do I love you? Why am I in love with you? Why? And I can't explain it. Then you know that this thing, when it comes to love and understanding the frequency of love and that love cannot be destroyed or created because of the law of thermodynamics, then you understand that love has an ebb and flow and it was here before any of us were created and it will be here after we're gone. So once you understand that, then you can understand how vast it is. And that's
you
my take
said.
On love.
You said you was just hitting nails on the head, and I was just like, now I don't know if I want to answer the question now. But LSO, do you allow yourself to love and be loved? Explain.
To be loved.
I will say I allow myself to love more than I let in the love. I have like this block, B-L-O-C-K, because I promised myself I would never let my heart hurt again. So you only can get so close to me, and I'm not willing to give all of me to anyone until I know that this is the person for me. This is my yin to my yang. I am the rib to him. I am his complement. He is my complement. So my block will forever be up until I feel that it's okay for me to reciprocate that same love that I am receiving.
So, okay, so what – that's interesting because – as long as your block stays up. See, at the end of the day, it's not about who you trust. It's about how much you trust yourself. It's always about
I
how much you
trust yourself.
I trust myself
enough, but I won't allow my – I don't want to put myself in a situation where I have to question anything. And I don't want to get lost
yourself
in translation of it, so I'll remove myself.
What you're basically trying to say is you're trying to be safe. And honestly, there is no safe. The point of the matter is that every relationship is a classroom and every partner is a teacher. So apparently if there's something that goes to the left, it's because there's a lesson there that you haven't learned yet. You feel me?
Well, why
so at the end
lesson
of the day,
come through a letter in the mail?
Well, sometimes it has to come through the experience. Sometimes it has to come through the experience. But as long as you keep a block up, you'll never complete whatever mission you needed to complete, and you never learn the lessons that you need to learn to have the kind of relationship that you want to have.
Well, I'll say this. I'll
think about that.
That's the gospel, Ms. K. But I will say this though,
yeah.
LSO. Once block, whether you have the block up or not, the fact that whoever is engaging the block or making you, all right, I need to like, because you know the block is up, but at some point you got to really make sure that the block is up because this person is potential. At that point, you pretty much know you're in the space to be loved. You know what I mean? Because you wouldn't put your block up as tight and as concerned as it needs to be. If it's nobody, if it's nobody, then it's like you ain't getting through this. It's whatever. But if you feel like, whoa, I gotta really put my block up and pay attention because I want to make sure, then that person is pretty much behind the wall. So now it's up to you to put yourself in a position to trust yourself, right? Like you said, to trust yourself,
right?
No, what's going to happen is she's going to have to get pulled into that damn vortex, just like I experienced it, and be like, I don't understand why I'm in love with you, but I am. And he's going to be the same way. I don't understand why I'm in love with you.
You can't stop it.
Yeah, and I'm in love with you too, and I don't know why.
Yeah, I think it's one of those inevitable things, and it's going to be like, how did I get here?
Exactly.
What just happened?
Exactly.
Because just a few minutes ago, I was right here. Now I'm like, but yeah.
I've seen it happen on both sides. I've seen it happen on both sides, men and women. You know, they both try to make sure, or I'm not ready for a relationship right now, or I'm focused, or whatever, and bang, somebody comes right through. You know, unintentional.
And then you try to figure out, you try to pinpoint, when did it happen?
Like, exactly.
Right.
What was I wearing? As opposed enjoying that it happened and moving with it.
I can give you an example. It's the same thing that happened to me with the LSO show. You know, I had my guard up, and then all of a sudden, I wanted to strengthen my guard, and then I looked and I said, "What is LSO and Miss K doing here? What are you doing behind my wall?"
That's right.
You were like, both of you said, "No, we're just trying to make the wall strong for you, but we're on the other side." I said, "You know what? It is.
You
what
let
it
us
is.
In.
You let yourself.
You let us in. Did we hurt you?
He didn't have a choice.
I didn't have a choice.
Oh, it was
that's
enjoyable.
The, that's what we're
so
saying,
here.
LSO, you're not listening to us. I didn't have a choice.
I wanted to hear it again. You can say it in many different
forms. It was enjoyable.
That's
why he's
amazing.
I turned, that's his word.
Next thing I know, you were behind the wall. You were just behind my wall waiting. Like, hey, we were waiting for you, Cleophas. What's going on? Say, like, how did you get behind this wall?
Because you let her. And let her. You let us. Well. While single, do you believe this is self-reflection, awareness, and fulfillment time? In the group, we had a gentleman put, wait a minute, because I feel like I'm missing some people. Okay. He put self-reflection, self-development, and if I am single, I don't owe any explanation. A young lady, absolutely. That's exactly what I'm using this time for, as well as self-improvement. Another young lady. This is the time to get my ish together while having fun. Another young lady. Absolutely. That's the only way I can make sure I get the healing I need so I can be in a healthy relationship. Mr. Am I supposed to call you Cleophas right now? Climax or Climax Pussy? Which one?
You know, Cleophas. That's what, you know,
oh,
my Cleo friends
Pussy.
Call me.
Cleo Puss.
Yeah.
Okay. While single, do you believe this is self-reflection, awareness, and fulfillment time?
Yes, it is. The single life, it just keeps you, you know, aware of self. You know, it keeps you fulfilling things that you want. Absolutely. And not to say that, you know, the couple life doesn't do that, the partner life doesn't do that, but the single life, it just does that, right? It makes you focus on a single thing, which is yourself. And you should be getting the most out of yourself at that time, the most reflection, the most awareness. Absolutely. I feel that. 100% climaxing.
We will be drinking again. Miss K., while single, do you believe this is self-reflection, awareness, and fulfillment time?
Absolutely. Single time is a time for you to invest in yourself. So all the things that you've taken for granted or within yourself, or all the things you neglected, this is a time for you to build yourself up. So that way, when the next person comes along, you're more established, you know, just within yourself, you're more self-reliant. You know, so, and I think once people invest in themselves, and when the next person comes along, they're not looking for the same thing that they were looking before when they were in the deficit. Now
good
it's
point.
Like, I've taken, Yeah, I'm taking the time to invest in myself so I can not only bring more to the table for you, but I've given myself more. Because there's nothing like feeding, you know, yourself at your own hand. There's nothing like that. Like, that's something that nobody else can actually give you. And honestly speaking, until you're able to do that, you really can't receive from other people. And people, that's the part that people miss. It's like, I give so much, but nobody pours back into me. Well, they can't because you're not pouring back into yourself. Your lid is on. So even if they attempted to, how do you know they haven't? How do you know they haven't tried? How do you know they haven't attempted to pour back into you? But because your lid is still on, because you're not pouring into yourself, you weren't open to receive it. So a lot of people don't think of that. They don't think. Yeah, they don't think from that perception.
If you always walk with your hands balled up, you never can receive blessings because your hand needs to be open to receive. But if you walk with your hands balled up, what are you going to receive?
Absolutely.
Okay, LSL. While single, do you believe this is self-reflection, awareness, and fulfillment time? I believe this is the perfect time for self-everything. This is a time when you evaluate yourself, you check yourself, and you hold yourself accountable. This is your preparation time. This is time for you to unpack a lot of things that you've been holding on to unnecessarily. It's time for you to reevaluate yourself so that when you present yourself again to the world, so to say, you're presenting a whole new light, and so that you can attract a different kind of energy as opposed to attracting the same type of person or the same people that, you know, you're trying to get away from. Being single is not a bad thing. It's really not. It all depends on what you do in your single time. Being single, maybe you need to be single because maybe you need to start a business and you need to focus. You're not one who can multitask where you can handle being in a relationship as well as starting your business. Or maybe you have to travel for work. Sometimes being in a relationship, that may not work for you because, you know, y'all have some things y'all need to discuss. You're always on the road and he's always home or vice versa. That may be a problem. So look at being single as a positive thing and look within to find out what can you do to better yourself for you, not for anybody else, for you, so that when people say, oh, I know what I bring to the table, hell, I bring the whole fucking house. And there's several tables in my house that I can bring and put everything on there. So you know what you will be bringing to your next relationship. But, of course, y'all know we did some talking and we got to play some music. So we're going to leave y'all with this question because I'm going to bang you in the head with this one right now. It is time to have that one-time confession about being single. So I'm going to give you a little bit of time to think about what it is you want to say, but don't go nowhere. We will be right back.
I think I'm going to write this one out, sir. As dear Miss Sexy. No, better yet. I'm going to write this one out like, dear Miss Beautiful. Cause I just wanna be your ballpoint pen in this minute. And I want you to be my paper. No. Better yet, I want you to be my scroll. And I write you beautiful, but sexy, but yet grown man-ish love letter. But not on pen pal status, baby. So listen to my words, honey. Just listen to my words. Okay. I want to be too damn good to you and make your mama say he's too damn good to you. I want to fly you to the moon, stay in a one-way suite and get you home by noon. I'll even open the space shuttle door for you and strap you in and tell you how much I'm adoring you. And if I say I'll pick you up at 8, don't you worry about a thing, cause I'll never be late night. even with any other girl. Cause you're the 6 billion, baby, you're my one and only world. And girl, I got the finance to afford your finance, but we can throw it out and just enjoy the romance. With no milk, baby girl, I want to spoil you. Then that night, lay you down, wrapped in foil in my arms, cause baby, it is all for you. Sincerely, Mr. Too Damn Good to You. Baby, you my all and my everything. Filled up my life like decorations are very way. So I hope that you're listening. The best you ever had, baby, that's what my mission is. So I'm positioning to white out your X-Men. Not a ninth grader, but sure, I'll be your freshman. Cause you're my first thought, hear what I dreamt last. Two lines in the row, the one that I can't pass. So why would I, even without a good eye, I can still see you be the one I do goodbye. So it's never goodbye, baby, I just see you later. When I hug your curls like the size of an Indy racer. So how could I ever go wrong with a steroid love? How we going so strong? So when they say that I'm just too damn good to you, I just tell them, nah, you're just too damn good to lose.
This one, this one, on to the next one. in the streets. Hey, girls are right bustin'. This one, they still came one coming. This one, they still came one coming. This one, on to the next one. Office in the streets. Girls are right bustin'. This one, they still came one coming. This one, they still came one coming.
This should be played at high volume.
By the radio, and dances with my girl on my Evo. Text me anything you wanna know. Text me even with a video. I don't talk much unless my baby on the other end. And all she says to me is I'm missing you, and that's all I wanna hear because.
Climax for a couple more seconds and he has to leave us, but he's not getting away from answering this question though.
Absolutely,
so,
and I'm not
you're
leaving.
Gonna answer
I'm just
the question
hovering
first. You're going to answer the question first, and then I'm going to do my usual. It is time to have that one-time confession about being single. Mm.
So am I confessing a question for being single?
No, you're giving a confession about being single.
A confession about being single. Well,
that you may not have shared with anyone else before.
But I want to talk about one day being single, and I truly fell in love with understanding that I had choices, right? I remember, you know, looking at my day and saying, do I chill with company one? Do I chill with company A? Do I chill with company Alpha? Do I chill with company Beta? And it really dawned to me that just the choice of other human beings wanting to spend time with me was a luxury. It was really, really a luxury. And ever since then, Cleophas Climax now respects the time and energy anyone spends with me, because I used to take it for granted, thinking it was more about me, but it's really about, you know, you and that person. You know, it's a luxury to have people wanting to be around you and spend time with you. So that was my confession. If you're looking for more of an intimate confession.
If you have one to share before you leave.
Oh, okay. So one intimate confession I had was one day, you know, Cleophas was engaging in what I like to call sexercise. So as I was sexercising, a young lady decided to go a little too far under the testicle. So
with what?
With her tongue.
Finger, mouth. Okay.
Oh, tongue.
With her tongue. And it was at that moment that I knew every inch of my body that feels pleasure was not there. And to be fair, nobody had ever tried that with me. But when that person did try that, I was alarmed. It just was an experience like we talked about earlier. You know, experience is the best teacher. That experience taught me that. I wouldn't have known that, you know, if she didn't go there. Yeah. So she actually helped me learn about myself, even though it wasn't the, you know, the best experience, but it was something that helped me learn about myself. Very climaxy learning moment.
So you learned that that's not something that you like. You don't like licking you back there.
No.
Okay.
No, not at all. It's not climaxy for me, and it's not.
Okay.
No way.
But I learned that. No way. I'm so sorry, LSO. Miss K, I don't want to disappoint anyone.
No, you're not disappointing. No,
I can't say the same, but
I'm just joking with you.
We respect yours.
No, I'm not disappointed.
No disappointment here.
We respect, you know, how you feel, but it's not the same thing for me. So, but, you know, it's what it is. But I thank you for coming back with us tonight
I'm
for round two, because round one wasn't enough for you.
It wasn't. It really wasn't. You know, it is a 12-round exhibition with you guys.
Ooh. You want to stop talking dirty to me now? Shit. I was going to say cool
myself,
but
do you guys rehearse the ooh? Is it? Do you, like, practice the ooh in the mirror?
No.
It's an amazing ooh.
That's that energy that just happens. That's the energy.
I thought it was a recording, how beautiful it sounds.
Okay.
So, ladies,
but we thank
again,
you.
Climax
we
love.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Let me get
on
my assignment.
Yes.
Make sure you join the group, sir.
Yeah, let me
or
get on my assignment.
You're going to get a spanking.
That's right.
And
yes,
you
don't threaten me.
Week.
Don't threaten me with a good time. You know what I'm saying?
Don't make
but,
me meet you halfway to give you that good time. Play it
Okay. Yeah, I'm on my job with that.
Okay.
Yeah, be
one.
Safe and have a wonderful night.
You too, y'all.
Yes. Okay, so we asked the same question in the group. And we had a young lady, she put, I'm just happy that I got to a place where I'm happy and content being alone. Another young lady put, I said no. Another young lady put, a relationship feels like a violation of my me time. I don't want anything but space and silence from people. Another young lady put, once you're comfortable with and in it, all you need is some good dick every now and then. It's kind of scary. Another young lady, no headaches and can be free to energize whoever I want. Yes, energize whoever I want. LOL. Another young lady, I'm enjoying it too much. A gentleman, a time to work on me to be a better me. No one wants to be single, but you do not want to be played with either. And Miss K put, sometimes the interaction with energies is not worth the problem it will cause on your life. Be cautious about who you let into your body, which is your home. And I'm just, you know, saying your temple. Is there anything else you would like to add to that, Ms. King?
Yes, because, I mean, that speaks volumes. Because a lot of people, you know, they take it as a physical interaction, but they fail to realize that it's not just a physical interaction. It's a mental, emotional, spiritual, and you got to think about the soul ties that you're not just sleeping with that person, you're sleeping with their attachment. So whatever soul ties that they have, whatever soul connections they have with other people, you don't know what kind of soul contracts they have with other people. And people don't think about, like, well, I was intimate with this person, but my attitude, people are telling me my attitude is real lousy now. Yeah, because you took on some of that, those characteristics through that soul tie. You know, people don't think, like, when you drink, they call liquor spirits for a reason. You know, it brings out certain things in your spirit. So the same thing applies when it comes to sex. When you have sex with a person, you have to think about the soul tie that that person may have. And sometimes it's not worth it because, you know, you can start having sex with a person, end up being sick, you know, have colds, or you could be intimate with a person and that kills off your money flow. You're like, I don't understand. Like, I was doing good. My money was doing good. And then all of a sudden, once I started dealing with this person, my money stopped. Or I started dealing with this person and I started catching a cold and I started getting sick. Or I started dealing with this person and then people around me are like, they don't know who I am anymore. People need to think about those soul ties and those.
Yeah, because it's very serious. It's very serious.
It's very serious.
Like they say, when you lay down with dogs, you get up with fleas. You got to be careful.
Absolutely.
You got to be very, very careful of who you let into your space, because it's not just the releasing of the nut. There's so much more that's complex and that's involved with the release of that nut. Y'all exchanging bodily fluids. Like you said, that soul connection, like, and I believe that that's a true statement, because it said, when you're sleeping with someone, you're sleeping with everyone that person slept with. And they're sleeping with everyone that you slept with. So let's just say you're sleeping with a man and he's been with 100 different women. That's 100 different spirits that's being transferred through your sexual contact on top of the 20, 30 men that you may have slept with. So now you have 132 souls just having a ball, a party, in a 20-minute episode. Do you know what's going on in that period of time?
Well, you know what? Let's take this a step further. It's not everybody that you have to worry about. It's the ones that have a negative effect that you have to worry about. And the thing is that when you have like 100 people or even 30 people, you don't know which one of those had negative attachments.
Right.
You don't know.
That's true.
So all it has to do is be one. You could have a person who had one sex partner and got with somebody else, and that whole person's life crashed and burned because of that one negative energy that they have taken in. So it's not even the number. All you need is one. One.
Damn, that's like a dollar in a dream.
That will cause your life to crash and burn. Yeah, that one person that can cause your life to crash and burn. You know, it doesn't have to be 30 and 40. All it needs is one. But if there is 30 and 40, you might have four or five working in unison to destroy your fucking life, and you don't even know it.
And you don't even know it. You don't even
know
For a piece of sex.
That's right.
For a couple of minutes.
That's right. A couple of minutes of masturbating inside of somebody.
Okay, LSO, it's time to have that one-time confession about being single. At times, I feel alone and lonely. It's not often, but it does happen. And it's like, wow, how am I here? What happened? You know, sometimes like when you get good news, you want to run and tell your mate, yo, but I can't run.
Right.
And then, you know, my Mr. Right for me need to come on and stop playing. He played too much. I'm not going to be waiting around for you forever. I'm not even running. So you don't even have to worry about the chase because I'm not running. I'm standing still. You can see me. Even in the dark, I will smile. You'll see me. Okay. Give a being single sexual confession. We had a young lady. She put nope. And she was serious. And I was like, you have to answer. And they was texting like, come on, bro. And she's like, nope. So it was just minds going back and forth. Wait a minute, guys, I clicked off of it. Oh, okay. A gentleman put, I can have all the cat that I deserve and desire. Another young lady, she put, girl, opposite of what was said above, I'm going to be healthy with all the, and she put the eggplants I can get. All Ooh. Right. And a gentleman put, panache isn't one tap. Oh. Well, Miss Kay, give a being single sexual
this?
Confession.
Oh. Single sexual confession. Huh. Like, I guess the biggest thing for me is to be choosy. So to be very picky about who I engage with, how I engage, and why, and when, and how. How?
I don't know how. I don't know. Oh. I don't know. Okay. LSO, give a being single sexual confession. Masturbation is not fun anymore.
Oh,
I used to love to masturbate just because. Mm. For no particular reason other than give me about 5 seconds, I'm done. Or just to learn my body. You know, because how can you express yourself to someone and tell someone how to please you if they're not pleasing you, right?
Right.
If you don't know how to please yourself,
or
you don't know what to feel or how to feel or how you want to feel. So,
man, you're speaking on
you
it.
Know, But I was told to masturbate before, like an hour, hour and a half. I was like, girl, bye. I said, I'm not doing that. It was one of the guests, and I forgot what her stance was. I can't remember, but I remember her talking. She was like, she said the hour, hour and a half is not just masturbating. It's the whole scene that you set. She was like, you know, prepare it. You know, have the candles, the soft music, the rose petals, the tub, the this, the that. I said, that's too much. I said, if you give me 5 minutes, I will give you the world. and I'm very serious. 5 minutes, I'll give you the world. I can get in at least five in 5 minutes because I just go right there to get the nut, and then it's out, and then that's it. And so it's not funny.
Because this is interesting. It's interesting because is it because of your condition? Does your condition make it less fun?
What do you mean condition?
You know, how you can have orgasms, like, ongoing for a long time.
Oh, because I'm the most orgasmic person? I don't know.
Yes. Could that be
I don't
a turn
know.
Off? Because, okay.
Because I can be multiple orgasmic masturbating. And then it's like, okay,
right.
Whatever. It means nothing. It literally means
because
nothing. It's like, oh.
You know, because the only reason why I'm asking is because I know you can be there for hours and having uncontrollable ones. And I think
yeah.
at a certain point that becomes annoying and a turnoff because it's like, okay, I'm ready. You done wore out your
right.
welcome. Like,
and you can't
can
stop
you,
it.
Can you, like, stop? Right.
it stops on its own. So
right.
I don't know. It could be. I never asked about it, but I do go to the doctor for my annual, and I will ask her.
Right.
I will, cause,
because
you know.
I think it becomes a turn, because it's like, okay, you know, I think everything has a limit, and even if it is pleasurable, you get to a point where it's like, all right, enough is enough. I've had enough. Like, would you stop already? like, yes, it was good. Yes, we know it was good, but God damn it, stop already.
Yeah, I don't know that it could be. I have no idea, but I will investigate that. But of course, y'all know we gotta play some music. I'm doing good, Miss K, doing
music.
Good with the music.
Yes, you're doing good.
We're gonna leave y'all with this question: how would you describe your sexual desires? Don't go anywhere, people.
Ooh.
We will be right back.
The creation.
On these ingredients in fact, use them all, dog. On the bona fide taste of the rock and roll, grab the Nazi and next to the unity. Fit the sun shot, the fit the slip in the club. Bring it back around, and that's the eye for the love. Nine out of pot is getting hot, bring the thing to a boil. And add a dash of young girl to make it slicker than all. One of the main reasons all of y'all visit my synonym, cause I miss without the brain. And I suggest like five, and you'll be pleased with your results if they end up like mine. I'm the hardest of the illest, I'm the realest in the business. That's the reason why y'all feel this. Product of the illest, I done warned ya, I done told ya. This ain't what you want, cause y'all done made a monster. I'm the illest, I'm the drillest with this lyrics. These sectors out there feel this. Product of the illest, I'ma take my ambitions. Cause I'm the product of the illest. Had to write them out of killer, Mike and Judy to set it all. For the underground, on the grind, saver to saver. Add an unknown rapper, that's gon' blow it up later. With two doses of good in mind, three dashes to cast. Four bones on the harmony, won't flavor the last. You'll get a box to shine, but let it sit for a spin. Cause when you get it out, dog, gon'
in time. I mean back in prime. For a misinterpretation recipe in my mind. Yo, my man dropped face in LL Cool J. Too short for him and his W.A. Then take a Big Dan Kane and a Houdini Martini. Blast it on some Chuck D, then you might start to see me. Already in there, y'all better myself. Oh, well, what the hell, put some R. Kelly in there. I'm the realest in the business. There's a reason why y'all feel this. Product of the illest. I done warned you, I done told you. This ain't what you want, cause y'all done made a product of the illest. I'm the trillest with these lyrics. These fakers out there fear this. Product of the illest. I'ma tell you why I'm vicious. Cause I'm the product of the illest.
Something about you, everything about you, magical. And everything you do for me, so wonderful. you.
Hey, Jimmy Lee, I think we got another one right here, baby. I'm trying to take long trips, take long sips. I'm trying to get this money, boo, don't even trip. But you know, as I know, life is hard. I want you with the finer things and credit cards. I'm so glad that you in my life, and one of these days you can be my wife. I'ma make you real happy till you feel contented. We riding off in that limo with the windows tinted. Yeah.
Without you, I can't breathe.
Yeah.
Without you,
it's low key, baby. It's Jimmy Lee. Baby, baby.
I don't even know the right person
to say. Yeah.
Without you.
Yeah.
Without you. I can't breathe.
Uh-huh.
I can't breathe.
I don't need the whole rib, just give me a slab. It goes a couple grand, hit Michigan Ave. Get your Fendi, get your Prada, get your Dolce & Gabbana. Get my Hen and Patron, get my Tran and Vodka. Now this is the life, girl, me and you. We on the grind all the time, making it do what it do. Put your trust in me, girl, you my diamonds and pearls. Now sit back and relax and we gon' rule the world, yeah.
I can't live without you.
Yeah.
I can't breathe without you.
It's low key, baby, it's Jimmy Lee. Baby,
I
baby.
Wouldn't even know the right way to go.
Yeah.
Without you.
Yeah.
Without you. I can't live. Can't breathe. Can't breathe. Without you.
Now we sitting on the beach sipping pina coladas. Anything you want, mama, I gotcha. You got my back through thick and thin. Even when I was lost and gone with the wind. You my down ass chick, always ready to ride. We the 2008 baby Bunny and Clyde. With you, girl, how can the brother lose? Now we selling the seven seas, taking a cruise. Yeah.
I can't breathe without you. I can't breathe without you.
It's low key, baby. It's Jimmy Lee. Baby,
I wouldn't even know the words to my song.
Yeah.
Without you. Without you. I can't live. Can't breathe. Can't breathe.
Sunny skies and palm trees, what more do you need? Let me take a shot of the hand while you blaze the weed. Let me massage your back, I know you like it like that. And I'm so focused while I'm working your back. I'm trying to make you feel good from the birth of the hood. I'll rewind this whole day back if I could. The world is yours, ma, just take it and strive. The car is yours too, just take it and drive. Yeah.
Without you, I can't breathe.
It's no key, baby. It's Jimmy Lee, baby. Baby.
Welcome back, everybody. When we left off, we left y'all with the question, how would you describe your sexual desire? Well, we had a gentleman put awesome, a young lady wild, mind-blowing. Another young lady put kinky. A gentleman put mysterious. Another gentleman, I don't have no desires as a man. And another gentleman, there's only one word that can truly sum up my sexual desires, frequent. And yes, I know how to spell frequent, but spelling it the proper way wouldn't be a proper representation, LOL. So, Ms. K, how would you describe your sexual desires?
Cool. Connection. Because I think with the connection dictates everything, like frequency, pace, you know, give and take. Connection allows you to have an insight. It's like you have the playbook on what makes it work, you know?
Mm.
So connection. I think connection for me, you know, is the biggest, yeah. I think that would be the biggest part for me.
Okay. Well, LSO, how would you describe your sexual desires? I would say I'm willing to try most things and open to experimenting within the means of experimenting as long as I don't get hurt. There have been times in sexual play I did get hurt. So, I mean, I had insurance
WWE
to the doctor.
Hurt?
Yeah.
This is Russell Girl Mania 2021.
But it was an accident. It was an accident. But again, excuse me, you got to be mindful even in play as such because, you know, they take that very seriously because domestic violence is very serious. And women as well as men, but more so women, you know, they come in with these injuries. And, you know, the guy is standing there like, you know, oh, baby. Meanwhile, he done pushed her down a flight of stairs. You know,
right.
So,
right.
Yes, you got
to
be very
mindful.
Yeah,
so you have to be careful with sex play.
Yeah, because the person, the other person can get in serious trouble, and they will grill them.
Right.
Okay. How high is your sex drive from 1 to 10? Explain. Well, we had a young lady put 50, for real. Never been my problem. Other things was shaking my head. A young lady, I would say between 7 to 10 different factors determine the actual number at the time. A gentleman, 10, depending on the person. Another gentleman, 10. Another gentleman, I would say 5 now. Life sometimes gets in the way. A gentleman, I would say it all depends on her power of seduction. Some women have the power to walk in a room and form a line of tents. Others have to work to get to the same, get that same reaction. A young lady put too high to count 10. Miss K, why did you put 10?
Because my energy is already on 10. You know, and my sexual energy is probably a whole lot bigger than that. But, you know, I just went within the range that was permitted.
Oh, yeah, because I figured if I left it open, people would probably put a million,
right. So,
and
so
all
it,
of that.
You know,
I didn't want all of that.
Respecting the range that you put, 10, because my frequency and my energy is extremely high. So it's really hard being self-contained, especially when you have a high energy.
Yes. And yes,
very
and
hard.
Yes, I totally agree. That
This has been the hardest. That part has been the hardest challenge for me, and I'm glad I moved away because moving away tests your, you know, resilience. Like, how resilient are you? You know, how can you really?
Because temptation
is
a mother.
In New York, it would be a wrap. That's why I'm so glad I'm not there because it's so easy. It's so, I don't know how you do it, but for me, it would be so, it would be 50-50 easy. I'm going to tell you why it's 50-50 because of COVID now. So, but, you know, post-COVID, you know, pre-COVID, it would have been like, it's so easy. It's like taking cake from a baby, you know. Being in New York, out here it's like non-existent. Like out here, it's like there's nobody.
You have no choice.
So it's like, damn, I have no
you
options.
You gotta import.
Out here. And well,
you gotta
import. It's slim pickings. I'll just say that. And I would rather not even be bothered with the slim pickings. Like, no, thank you. So this has really made me get a hold of myself. Like, okay, you need to check yourself, girlfriend. Yeah.
I agree. I agree. Well, Ella, so how high is your sex drive from 1 to 10? Like you said, since I put a cap on it, I'm going to cap it at 10. Because as we had spoken earlier, you know, with me being a multiple orgasmic person, the more you put it down, the more I wet you. The harder you come, the harder I'm going to fall and get back up. And, you know, every time, bam, bam, bam. So I don't know how I'm containing it, but it's very much so contained. But the rapture, when the bow break, I feel so sorry. All I can say is you better have good insurance. That's all I can say. And it's not a threat. It's not a problem. It's the truth. So as it being the truth, that's it. That's all I can say. Okay. How do you like to orgasm? A gentleman for just looking. And I'm like, what are you looking for? He's like, strictly here for the comments. Whatever. He said he don't want to go to meta jail. A young lady put, another young lady, she put often, ow. And another young lady put frequently. A gentleman put on her lips, her face, her breasts, in the living room, in the shower, from my balls.
Oh, my.
Okay, now we got that straight.
I know who that is.
Another gentleman put hard.
I know who that is.
Another gentleman put hard. Another gentleman put knocking the fuck out, butt naked, wondering where she learned that from. Well, damn. Another young lady put, wouldn't you like to know? Another young lady put, with his face in my cake.
Ooh.
Oh, see, these ones, I didn't see these comments. Okay. They was getting fresh.
They
wasn't just answering the question.
It sounded like they was doing a whole lot.
A whole lot. Another young lady put oil in his mouth or creaming on his, and she put the eggplant. Well, damn. These are nasty, nasties.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Woman's K. Ooh, how do you like
I don't know if I
want to
answer. I like the orgasm while I'm astral playing it out of body. That's how I like it.
Oh.
Yes, highest frequency.
Oh, that's what we're doing?
Travel out of body. That's what we're doing, to be able to travel out of body, the highest frequency you could possibly have, to be able to, your two energies connecting and helping you to astral clean out of your body. What? There's nothing like it. Once you do that, what's an orgasm? Like, what's a regular orgasm? What is that? Like, what is that? What do you offer
me?
It's
like,
there's solid tuna, and then there's chunk light. Don't offer me Chuck Light. I don't want that shit. That's cat food. Like, if you ain't offering me solid albacore tuna, you better take that Chunk Light and
you don't want
it. Cat. I don't want it.
Oh,
I can give that to myself. Well, I can give myself Chunk Light. What I need you for?
Oh, okay. Well, Ellen, so how do you like to orgasm from oral? Simple. Ta-da. Boop, boop. Next question. What was your best orgasm ever? No one actually, all them little nasty buzzards, none of them actually
answered
that particular question. No.
Wow.
So, Ms. K, we're going directly to you.
Oh, wow.
What was your best orgasm ever?
Astral cleaning out of body.
Oh. That's okay. Well, let's go. What was your best orgasm ever? I'm going to say clitoral orgasm or anal orgasm. Y'all sleeping on that anal, but I'm telling you that anal orgasm is a doozy. What's the most reliable way for you to orgasm? Oh, I had that. Oh, here we go. In the group, a young lady put that information is on a need to know faces. Ooh. A gentleman put effort. A young lady put talk to me. A gentleman put a wet hole. And a gentleman put wet pussy. Oh, they just be saying stuff. Miss K, what is the most reliable way for you to orgasm?
Because I'm mostly, so it, I guess when there's like a combination of things being triggered, like the body chills and the sensations and the penetration and hitting spots and, yeah, traveling out of body.
There you go, traveling again without a
traveling
passport. But we're going to get a couple more times in, y'all. Don't go nowhere. We're going to come back with what words arouse you. That's right. We'll be right back.
Rather be with you, 'cause you're my everything. Oh baby, yes it's true. I know everything you, just know you're in my heart with everything I do. Rather be with you, 'cause you're my girl. Rather be. said I ain't never made a wish, I made a plan. In and out of traffic, trying to stay up by the jam. I ain't trying to see the law, I already got the bars. Though some niggas want the bars, but they shaking in the can. Damn, I just want to make it to the land. Moving, but I'm pacing, I'm improving on my patience. I'm just saying, look, I'ma be $1 million man. Heard that they be running with some sheep to get a lamb. Goddamn, look, go up in the spot, stay hot. I'ma let them rock, building on the stock. Raise the stock, we gon' let it pop. I just got to drop, fire with a perfect shot. I work a lot, even when I'm not, I be on the clock. Money, 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 get a dollar, you can holla. I be all up in the guala, steady switching up my collar. Look, I be on the socials, but I never did the follow. I be feeling supernatural, so I'm living through my father. This the faculty, got up in the building with the master key. Open up these doors, give a fuck if niggas shacking me. I was in the classes, everybody was an absentee. I was seeing casualties, they was in the canopy. People always saying that they got me, it's a fantasy. Show me that you got me through your actions, and we family. I been feeling agony, think I know the recipe. Funny when your own fucking brother showing jealousy. Lying on my name, and it's women that been telling me. Dreaming for the better while sleeping with the enemy. And we spoke about it, so this really double jeopardy. I grew up trying to follow you, now you gotta follow me. It is what it's gotta be, silence over honesty. Whack shit, maybe in the future it'll be comedy. I was trying to get it, my nigga, and then we split it. Say it, but don't show it, don't tell me that you been proud of me. Even people post, I've been feeling they all doubting me. Either that, or niggas just got it out for me. Tell me that I'm paranoid, I tell you not enough. Got me watching on the cars, about to call on every bluff. Confidence is on a billion, you can see it in the strut. Just not confident with others, I ain't confident with trust, nah. Pop, pop, turn moms into my pop fat. The block hot, but we all gave it a shot back.
I'm sorry, y'all. Welcome back. Welcome back. We left y'all off with the question, what words arouse you? Well, we had a young lady put, I paid the bills this month, beloved. Gentleman put, damn, baby, you smell good. Another gentleman, food. Another gentleman, when a woman says cunt or the phrase, come in me. Oh. Another young lady put money. Another young lady, it's the cologne for me, no words. A gentleman, yes, exclamation point. Another gentleman, dinner's ready. Another gentleman, I'm coming again. Oh. Miss Kay, what words arouse you?
Words arouse me. Be a big girl and come for me.
Woo! Oh.
Ooh.
Now that statement right there can be taken in so many different ways. So many different ways. You ain't got to tell me twice you say that. I'm just saying, you don't have to tell me twice. Oh, ooh, did
girl.
I just give a confession out loud or something? Oh, okay. Next. Oh, LSO.
You need
what
to go.
Words arouse you? You know, any words of endearment, like when you say my love, sweets, even the way you say my name, you're like, oh, shit, you better stop it now. Don't call my name anymore. You call my name again. That's it. I'm jumping on
you.
Bang, bang, bang.
You don't get it.
Okay. Would you engage in BDSM while single? A gentleman put, as long as I'm the one doing the spanking. A young lady put, if I felt that I could trust the person to respect my boundaries, I would. A gentleman put, he put up a meme, when you are kinky and poor with the soda can bottles. And a young lady, she put, nope. Miss K, would you engage in BDSM while single?
No.
Why?
It definitely would have to be somebody I trust. And when you're single, you don't really know if you can trust that person. To not only respect your boundaries, but that they don't leave you in a compromising position.
That's true.
And take advantage of you or hurt you. So, no, I'm good.
past. Okay, LSO, yeah. Would you engage in BDSM while single? Maybe only if we were exclusive to each other with the possibility of having a relationship. We don't have titles, but, you know, I'm the only one he's sleeping with. He's the only one I'm sleeping with. Possibility we may, you know, make it official. It's a possibility. Not saying, no, I'm not, like, going to rule it off, but possibility. Okay. Mm-hmm. If so, how far have you gone or would go? Well, a young lady put, I haven't yet. But I'll admit, I'm curious. Oh, okay, young lady. A gentleman put, I've done kinky shit in my day. Oh, well, damn. Another young lady put, I have a lot of heart limits that would not make me a fun participant. Girl, get over it. Once you start those heart limits, you won't even know what's coming or going. A gentleman put very deep bondage, Japanese rope tie, trust is the key. Loosen your inhibitions and relax. It's not for everyone. That part I do agree. Young lady put far is relative, depending on my trust in my partner and the situation would determine the limits. Another gentleman, I am not a dom. I'm a teacher. There is a difference. My house takes on walkers and rare occasions. Another gentleman put, what does BDSM mean? I have an IEP, so you need to differentiate the post for me. And then the same gentleman put, so just speaking for a friend and the sake of clarity, if he shows up at the house of KB to the second power, RLTM or NMRK, and they come to the door with a mask on their face, leather whips, and high heels boots, he should expect different things. Is that what you are telling me? And now after reading this, I understand this more. KB. But anyway, I just put it's playtime. A young lady put, and then that same young lady put, mind your business, you're nosy as hell. Research, huh? And a young lady put, yes, but with some limits. So, Ms. K, if you did, how far would you go or how far have you gone?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. What did you say? Okay.
Oh,
excuse me.
Oh, I couldn't hear you.
No, if you did it, how far did you go? And if you have not done it, how far do you think you would go?
And this is for BDSM?
Yes.
I haven't. I can't say I really explored it because I'm more of a voyeur than a participant, but as long as it's not torture, you know, I would consider
but
it.
See, I think a lot of people misconstrue what the BDSM is, because a lot of people think when they hear it, they think of more of torture, more of pain, more of like a physical hurt. And it's not necessarily that. There's different type of plays in BDSM. It all depends on what play you are into. Now, there are some people who enjoy BDSM because they enjoy the pain in it. And then there are some people like enjoy the bondage of it, like being the dominant person and having control over someone where someone totally trusts you and allow you to tie them up and know that you won't hurt them. So it's not always like some form of
you're being injured or you're being brutalized, so to say. There is actual fun in BDSM if you find the right person to do it with. And, you know, respect mm-hmm. you, respect your boundaries. And say, for instance, if you're handcuffed, they know if you're like, okay, take this off of me, I can't breathe or whatever. They know, okay, stop. The person is serious. Take the handcuffs off. You know, rub their wrist. You know, comfort them. You know, so they don't get so worked up. So you just got to trust the person. Mm-hmm. LSO, if mm-hmm. so, how far have you gone or would you go? I have not totally, I wouldn't say. But I say if you're going to do it, plain and simple. If you're going to do it, just go ahead and do it. Don't step in, step out. No, do it and enjoy it, and enjoy it for you and enjoy it for what it's worth while you're doing it. It's not for everyone. Last question of the evening. Would you have or have you had group sex? And if so, how was it? Well, in the group, we had a gentleman, he plead the fifth. Another gentleman said, in my younger years, I wouldn't now more with respect for self-privacy. I like that answer, self-privacy. A gentleman put, I have done it. It was fun because I knew everyone. Now, should you know everyone involved? I don't know. Another gentleman put, yeah, it was different. A young lady put, so much fun. A young lady put, never had and never will. A young lady put, I'm down for pretty much everything except for anyone else in the bed with me and my compadre. Nope, never, shaking my head. Another young lady put, nope. Another young lady put, not for me. So, Miss Kang, would you have or have you had group sex? And if so, how was it?
Never had group sex. Never plan on having group sex. No.
Okay, well, that's quick and
you
simple.
You know, because, yeah, because, right, because sex is very, it's not only is very personal,
it's
very intimate and it's very personal. And I think if I was going to ever do that, it probably would have been in my younger years. And being that I never
right.
did that, it wasn't something that I was ever attracted to. So, no, thank you.
I agree. LSO, would you or have you ever had group sex? And if so, how was it? I never have. I don't plan on it. And I'm not
right.
even entertaining it. It doesn't interest
mm-hmm.
me to even want to do that.
Right.
Not one iota.
Right.
I don't want to think about it like, well, I didn't know. Just like, no. Ta-ta-ta, ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
right.
that concludes our questions. We finally finished it. So next week we're going to be coming back with different questions, different topics. Who knows? Miss K is going to be on vacation, y'all. But we'll find
I'll
something
still call
good.
In.
So just in case
I'll call
busy.
In. I'll call in.
Just
I'll
in case
call
he's
in. I might
busy,
not be able
know.
To do the whole show, but I'll call in from Vegas. I'll call in from Vegas.
So, well, this week's birthdays, of course, you know, I'm going to say it until I get tired of saying LSO is still celebrating her birthday, yes, until
mm-hmm.
I decide I want to stop. So we're going to say happy birthday
mm-hmm.
to Lana, Tish, Narabia, Janine White, Relente, Jeanette Champagne, Sean, Mugga, Mo Mac, Terrell Morant, Antonio Rod, Kelly P, Miss Patricia, Stacia, Brandon, and Brianna. We want to say happy birthday to each and every one of you, either your birthday passed or either it was yesterday or sometime this week, I pray. Oh, and also Loyette.
I pray that you enjoy your birthday and have a wonderful time. And do everything you're not supposed to. And be sure to do it twice just in case you wasn't sure if it was right the first time. Condolences to the Black lives we've lost recently and the people who got trampled at the concert and the senseless shootings. Condolences to the families. You know, it's never easy when someone dies per se, but then when someone gets killed, that makes that grief a little bit different. So condolences to each and every one of you. Thank you to our essential workers, frontliners, and our military. You know, we greatly appreciate each and every one of you every day out there doing your job excessively, going above and beyond to make sure we are all cared for and good. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and ring the bell to LSONASK Squiggly D on YouTube. Right now, I just uploaded when I opened up for Michael Collier on last week. Was it last week? No, the week before last. I put that episode on there, so you have to go on LSO Mask, and you will see that performance, which was phenomenal. Don't forget to tell us on your birthday or a special occasion so you can get an LSO Treat Show shout out on your special day. And thank you to everyone who answered the questions in a group. You know, it's very much appreciative because your answering is a part of the show, and we all do this together. Thank you to our special guest, Cleophis Climax. He had to get off early, but he did come on to give us a little bit of his time to finish off part two. Miss Kay, tell me something good. Tell me something good.
So the group, the 4-week intensive starts November 18th. It's Queens, Let's Fix Your Crown. Go online to https://queenscrown.net, and you can purchase your tickets there. The intensive is 4 weeks. It's free. The materials are $40. It's a one-time fee. You're paying for materials. They're not paying for the course. But it's going to be a very, very impactful, insightful course. It's for women wanting to step into divine femininity, helping you, you know, navigate the way into it. I'm looking forward to it, Book release will be November 11th. Yep, in the next couple of days. My feet are to the fire. Yes, yes, my feet are to the fire. Book release. Oh. I'm so excited. I'm going to put it out. There's going to be digital copies. Thank you. Digital copies will be through Amazon, as well as I will have digital copies. Hit me up, inbox me if you are interested. And a copy is called I Found My Soulmate When I Stopped Giving a Boop. And it's basically talking about the dynamics between men and women and me finding my soulmate and things of that nature. So, yeah, I'm excited.
I'm excited for you. I have to order mine. I have not. I don't know what I've been doing that I have not. But, of course, I will be participating depending on the schedule. You haven't said the days that the class is. I know the class is 4 weeks, but depending on the schedule of the class, I will participate as much as I possibly can.
As possible.
But I always will support.
So the class is the 18th of November. We're going to take a week off for Thanksgiving, come back on the 3rd, the 10th, and then the 17th. And then that's going to conclude it. So we're going to go until December 17th. So you have Thanksgiving week, you're off, and then we have Christmas week. We're done the week before Christmas. So on Thursdays from 8:30 to 10:30 p.m. So you get a chance to put the kids in bed and grab you a glass of wine, and the Zoom conference is popping.
Not getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning. If it wasn't for this show, me being on with y'all to 10 o'clock, I'm in bed by 8 o'clock. Showered in bed.
Even if you could pop on.
Wait for the sleep to come and hit me. But remember, we'll be coming to you each and every Monday night from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So tune into thelawlessradio.com or via phone at 646-478-5209. Don't forget to tell a friend and invite them to listen in as well. We have some spectacular shows coming up, and we would like you to be a part of them. If you are looking for a platform to promote your brand, call or message LSO at 718-666-1336 to find out how you can become a sponsor of the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show. Lawless Radio started on the premise of TL, the chairman, with his vision and his promise to support your local come-up. So if you want your music played on Lawless Radio, go to the website and submit your music. Lawless Radio supports independent and local artists, and tonight you have heard from some of them. And if you want, you can give your feedback in the group. Sometimes they do reach out and respond back. Let's show our support for one another. Order LSO merchandise at treatsandthingsLSO.com. That's T-R-E-A-T-S, the letter N, things, T-H-I-N-G-S-L-S-O.com. And you can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at LSO Treats. In order to get an autographed copy of any book, you have to go through my website. But the first two books, Taste and Treats and Erotic Playground, is on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and as well as Lulu.com. Also, order Ms. K's book at kshep-sff.com. That's kayshep-sff.com, and it's called Authentically Rich. And I believe that's also on Amazon.com as well. In closure for this evening, the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show continues to have a phenomenal Monday night ride, and we hope you've enjoyed this journey with us, and we are enlightening and strengthening to you in each and every conversation in full transparency. We hope you enjoyed tonight's show, and we left you with something to think about on the topic single and sex in the city, unapologetically living the single life, part two. Be sure to be sexually safe. Communication and interpretation goes hand in hand, one on the giving end and the other on the receiving end. So be honest and vocal of your intentions, wants, and needs. Also, make sure to make healthy sexual decisions. While single, you have all the right to do whatever you want, whenever you want. But as a courtesy, if dealing with more than one person, let them know. Make executive sexual decisions work in your favor because, you know, once you give of yourself sexually, you cannot get that back. So be sure this is something that you want and who you want it with. I hope you had an amazing weekend and living in your moment, your truth, because that is all we have. We have our right now with the possibility of tomorrow, because tomorrow is not guaranteed, not promised to neither one of us. We just hope and pray that tomorrow we see face. I hope you are taking small steps or any step to fulfill your passion. Even small steps in the right direction is a great accomplishment. It's okay. You may not be where you want to be or be where you think you're supposed to be, but you keep taking those small steps before you know it, you're going to be where you need to be. LSO PSA, remember to love on yourself as well as we are all deserving on purpose. Look in the mirror every day and embrace who you are becoming. Leave behind what no longer serves a purpose in our lives. We must tell ourselves a powerful affirmation, and we need to walk in it, own it. Learn to love ourselves even with our visible flaws and battle wounds. Those are the scars that make us who we are today. We were created to stand out and not be mediocre. There is so much more to each and every one of us to come. Shine in it. Cherish those gems added to your crown because a flawed gem has a space too. We are all the perfect creation of being imperfect, yet we are still kings and queens. That should make you smile each and every day just knowing that. Your approval is all that is needed in your life. Stop looking to others to confirm or deny your next move or narrate your life. This is your journey, sometimes you have to travel it by yourself. Step out on faith. Dive head first if necessary. Pun intended. Live life to your best without hesitation or regrets. And know that you can edit along the way. It's okay for you to erase something and start over. This is your life. You deserve it. Make your journey a life, make your journey of life a magnificent one. Stop grumbling and complaining and start praying and praising. Stop worrying about what you don't have and start rejoicing in what you do have. This is your journey to travel, and sometimes you have to travel on it alone. And in traveling alone, know that God is always with you. Be the reason for your smile, and because smiling is contagious, be the reason that someone else will smile too. All you have to do is smile. Even with a mask on, people can tell if you're smiling because your eyebrows are going to change, your eyes are going to change. You can see your cheeks. Smile. It's okay. Everything is going to be okay. Things are going to work out in your best interest. And what you have control over, take control over. What you don't have control over, let God work it out and let it be. Stop stressing yourself out over things you have no control over. But I bet you, if you pray and leave it alone, you can rest in peace. Why? Because once you put things in God's hands, all you got to do is leave it right there, rest it at his feet, and go ahead about your business and keep on getting up. Every day is a gift to you, so don't take it for granted. Don't take it for granted that you're supposed to wake up tomorrow, that you're supposed to wake up in your right mind, that you're supposed to wake up and have use of your limbs. No, do not take that for granted. It's God's grace and mercy that allowed that to happen. Live happily in every moment of your life. You are enough. Elevate yourself. You are great. You are strong. You are needed. You are loved. Some people have not heard they are loved in I don't know how long, but know this very evening, LSO and Ms. K would like to say, we love you. We embrace you. We're sending positive energy your way. You never know what someone is going through and what they're fighting through. And just a simple smile or letting you know that you love them or you care, what that does for them. So we're sending that energy through the airways right to you. Bam, bam. I hope y'all caught it. LSO and Ms. K would like to thank each and every one of you for tuning into the show and hanging out with us. Y'all could have been doing anything else, but y'all was here with us. We invite you to continue on our radio journey and join the ride each and every Monday night. Don't forget to pay it forward, people. Your candlelight will not dull by lighting someone else's candle from your stem. We can all shine brightly and in no competition. Be safe. If God's will, we'll talk to you next week. Stay prayed up. Be careful. Stay safe. My hashtag is my LSO journey and hashtag love yourself organically. Miss K, what is your hashtag?
My hashtag is authentically rich and queen's crown.
Okay, we all got it. Yours in sweetness, LSO and Miss K. Have a good night, everyone. Until next week.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.